Centuries before photography, news feeds, and selfies, there was art. The images that communicated important and universal messages. This is Erin Jones, director of the Museum and Gallery of Bob Jones University, with History in Pictures. The Romanov family had ruled Russia since 1613, and when Nicholas II became Tsar in 1894, he inherited a country on the brink of revolution. Russia entered World War I with a massive but under-equipped army of more than 1 million soldiers. Nicholas appointed his first cousin, Grand Duke Nikolai Nikolaevich, as supreme commander of the Russian army. Another of his cousins was German Kaiser Wilhelm II, the leader of the opposing army. In the summer of 1915, the war was not going well for the Russians, whose command center was in the small city of Baranovichi, Belarus, near the Polish border. Needing to gain control of their worsening military situation, Nikolai Nikolaevich visited Baranovichi on July 12 to discuss strategy. The event was commemorated by the creation and gifting of an icon. M&G's Mary, Joy of All Who Sorrow, still has the engraving on the back describing the occasion on which it was originally given. It reads, "This sacred icon of the Mother of God, Joy of All Who Sorrow, and icon case were produced by the fervent work of the honorable and notable citizen Mikhail Nikolaevich Molodeshin, in prayerful remembrance of his favorable reception by his Supreme Commander-in-Chief, His Emperor's Highness, Grand Duke Nikolai Nikolaevich, at General Headquarters on the 12th of July, 1915. History in Pictures is brought to you by the Museum and Gallery of Bob Jones University. To learn more about one of America's largest collections of European art, visit bjumg.org.